everybody. Welcome along to another Snogcast. Over the next 30 minutes, you'll check out some of the best bits from the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show over the past couple of weeks. Been a bit sluggish getting this one together. I do apologise, but you know what? I've been absolutely flat out, including doing the whole gym business that we've been talking about on air quite regularly. Anyway, down to business. Coming up, we'll be talking the credit crunch. Not that you need to hear much more of it, but we'll give you our view on it. Also, do you know that judge who branded everybody from Tyrone thick? We'll be getting to the bottom of that. Also, my mate Bucket. You know the guy that can't keep his water? Yeah. He's got a sheep in his front garden and we're a bit worried about it. We're going to have a naming ceremony for that particular sheep. Find out why. And if you've got a problem pronouncing words, I've got the ideal solution to help sort it out. All this awaits on this Snodcast. This morning, folks, we are intrigued by a designer called Fred J. Bauer. Now, this is a guy who invented the Pringles tube. Mm-hmm. Now, he was actually, he was actually so proud, right, of his design that he's actually been buried in one. Now, we were thinking about this, okay? Mm-hmm. And we were imagining, right, the tube being absolutely massive. So, like, it was life-size tube so you could fit into it. That's what we were imagining. But then we caught ourselves on realising that he got cremated first and then put into a standard-size tube. I wonder if he was in, like, you know, the original tube or perhaps one of the wee dinky ones you get in pubs now.
Oh, the wee snack size.
Yeah. Wonder what sort of size of a man he was.
That's bad.
I'm just wondering. I know this is very sad, right? Mm-hmm. Quite sick too. But I'm sort of thinking that whenever, you know, years to come and archaeologists are digging up the ground, I certainly hope they're not hungry. If you are a parent, I don't know whether you agree with this or not. Kirsty, what do you think? These guidelines are being given out by the government on how much alcohol children can consume. It's in a bid to encourage teenagers to drink more responsibly. Do you think it's a good thing?
What age are we talking about?
We're talking about teenagers here. 13, 14, 15. You know, whenever you were younger and your mum and dad might have let you have a wee sneaky tipple.
No, not really. As far as I'm concerned, they shouldn't be drinking full stop. Mm.
Well, I have to say, my parents taught me to be a very responsible drinker. I never spill any. You do realise, right, there's problems, right? You know that whenever, you know, you hear about the credit crunch, and I don't want to go on about this because I don't want to depress people this morning, but you hear about the credit crunch, you hear about the price of oil, you hear about the price of petrol and expenses in all shape or forms going up, whether it be gas or whether it be electricity, etc, etc.
Yep.
But you know you're in problems whenever Barclaycard take the comedy out of their advertising for their credit card. That's when you know it, things are getting bad. They're dropping comedy from their ads because they say the credit crunch is no laughing matter. So you know things are bad when the comedy stops, you know the party's over.
Nationwide are still laughing.
Are they?
Yeah, I saw one of their adverts. They've got those ones about when the woman goes in to speak to the bank manager of a different bank. And he's winding her up, so she goes to the Nationwide.
You know one thing I want to ask the question? Why are they portraying the bank manager as being like a real slob and fat?
I do not know.
I want to ask that question. No, but seriously.
Because he's the greedy one.
Ah, right,
I suppose visually it shows greed, doesn't it? And the banks are being greedy. How about that for a bit of philosophy this morning?
That's absolutely fantastic. But if you work for them, that means you're thin. Because you're not trying to take too much.
Oh, for the Nationwide?
Yes.
Yes.
That's how it works, right? Okay. Well, there you go. Right, moving on this morning. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? Whenever I was at school, I never planned on being a scientist. But do you see now? Oh, I tell you.
Yeah, interesting.
I would have concentrated more on biology class.
Well, there's an interesting story in the Sun this morning. Scientists in Portsmouth in Portsmouth are analysing how breasts bounce during exercise. Apparently it's something to do with revolutionising bra design. Yes, of course it is.
Wow, wait.
Did you rate yourself as a bit of a scientist?
I tell you, I could help them with their experiments. I'm going to get my white jacket now. Oh, here, by the way, do you need goggles?
No, but you're more of a hands-on bloke, really, aren't you?
Well... Yeah, I wouldn't want my eye poked out there. Right, this is Beth, who goes to Holy Trinity this morning, giving us her joke for Wednesday the 4th of June. All right, Beth.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Phil.
Phil? Phil who?
Phil's a glass of water.
Oh, I hit the wrong one. Now, I was really worried about... That's why I got so flustered, right? Over pushing the wrong button, because I was worried about the Phil joke she was going to say.
I know another one that maybe isn't so good for kids have the answers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought perhaps you were going to go down that road.
Well, that's what I thought too. You see, there's a guy, right, in my school, mm-hmm. whenever I was in secondary school, called Darren McCracken, right?
Right.
And one day, I called him, it was totally by accident, right? I called him Phil, right? And honestly, it was totally by chance I called him Phil. And I said, all right, Phil? And he goes, ha ha, very funny. It took me a wee while, but I got there in the end, you know.
Anyway, you have a friend called Ben.
Do you?
No, did he?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Ben. Oh, right, yes.
I'm not going any further, that's enough.
Where the ship set sail from?
Yes!
Yes, okay. Now, Kirsty, right? Hmm. Have you ever been in a situation where you've known friends, family, relatives who've gone out and bought themselves a grave?
No.
You see, apparently, right across Northern Ireland, this is becoming a recurring theme which is becoming ever more popular.
Right, okay.
For instance, right, let's say you and me croaked it, okay?
Nice.
Yeah, but let's just imagine it, okay? At the moment, we would not own a grave.
No.
So whoever was left behind would need to sort it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few people nowadays, though, however, are going to try and find themselves a nice sunny spot. You know, a nice spot where the sun comes down and...
Does it really make any difference? You're going to be dead.
Well, yes, I know that. But some people like to know where they're going. Do you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
It's like if I'm going to Belfast this morning, I know where I'm going. Well, people want to know that whenever they pass on, they know where they're going, okay? This is becoming a recurring theme. So much so, right, that apparently, right, some cemeteries across the province are going to actually stop allowing people to pre-purchase graves. So you can only buy on demand.
Right.
This is true.
They have a bog off as well.
Buy one, get one free. Maybe. I don't really know. But anyway, right, there's this new website on this whole theme, right, which is offering the unusual service of emails being sent to loved ones left behind on Earth after you've swept up to heaven.
Come on.
Treeville, right? You'veBeenLeftBehind.com promises to alert people exactly 6 days after the event that, according to the Bible, signals the beginning of Armageddon. All right.
Right.
So it's you'veBeenLeftBehind.com. How about you'veBeenStrokedOutOfEveryPennyYouOwn.com? So you'veBeenStrokedForEveryPennyYouOwn.com. I think that's a wee bit of a farce, don't you, Kirsty?
I would say so.
And you know what else? I reckon it would cause an awful lot of hurt and pain for the people who are left behind.
What if they didn't get
an email? It's like a message from the dead, do you know what I mean? I know, imagine they didn't get an email, imagine they didn't go out, or perhaps their spam blocker actually blocked it and they didn't get it.
Went in the junk mail.
Well and truly stroked. Anyway, right, I know it's a bit morbid for a Monday morning, but if you were, you know, obviously to pass on and, you know, and think about the box you're going into, is there any home comfort you would actually bring in the box with you?
What about a mobile phone?
I would definitely need a mobile phone myself. Because I always use my mobile. People always slate me because all I ever have on me is my mobile and everywhere I go, I'm always footering with it. All right. And it would also mean that, because I use my calendar mobile, he said, no, it's coming up the next few days.
Well, not a lot.
When I'm down there, well, obviously. There'll be a lack of information going in. Mm. I always remember whenever I was a kid, always remember this. And my mother, right, used to always say to my dad that whenever, sadly ever, yeah, and God hope it doesn't happen. But anyway, whenever he went down under, she would put the TV remote in with him. Now, over the weekend, folks, I was out on Saturday night doing the show, and then I was DJing Lala on Saturday night, and Bucket, you know my mate Bucket? You can't hold his water? Yeah? Well, anyway, he was out on Saturday night, went for dinner after the show, and then we went round to the club, and he was driving my car because I had a glass of red wine, okay? Note, red wine and only one glass for my particular diet.
No beer, okay?
So I had a glass of red, so he drove the car around. And he was parking it, right, in a car park that had about 5 cars in it, right? So the car park was empty.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket parks it, right, over 2 spaces.
Oh, come on. I hate people that do that.
Can you believe that?
Right.
And then he doesn't even park it straight. Like, he parks it at an angle. I said, are you nuts? So sure doesn't matter.
Oh,
which frustrated me even more. But anyway, on Saturday night, we were having a chat, and Bucket used to have loads of sheep at the back of his house and at the side of his house. Now, he doesn't live on a farm, right? He just had a massive big field, okay? And they had all the sheep in there, so the sheep would eat the grass, you know what I mean?
Are they his sheep?
Well, there's brothers.
Okay,
but anyway, Bucket looks after them. But anyway, the sheep's all gone. They've all gone to the abattoir a long time ago.
Oh.
Right, so there's only 3 left and 2 of them have died. So there's only 1 left. 1 poor sheep who stands all alone in a wee bit of grass at the front of his house.
Oh, bless.
All alone
thing.
There.
Who's it going to follow?
Poor sheep. Right, and I said to Bucket on the weekend, I said, listen, I'm worried about the sheep. No one goes to visit him. He says, I do. Here's me. I write. Well, he says, my brother does.
Really?
Yes, okay.
How often do they go visiting the
that's
sheep?
That's I was wondering, right? And like, no one speaks to the poor sheep or anything like that there. The thing which I found out in the weekend, which totally got to me, was the fact that the one sheep doesn't even have a name, right? Now, the fact of the matter is, okay, that there's only one sheep. Now, I would, you know, it's different whenever there's loads of different sheep, okay? You can't differentiate who's who, okay?
Yeah,
but now there's only one, okay? And God help it, it's probably on its last legs. I think, you know, before it croaks it, right?
Yeah.
And before it has to be buried in the back garden, okay? We should give it a name, right?
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a sheep. It's not a ram. It's a sheep, okay? It's a girl. Okay?
Right.
So whenever they put a wee gravestone up there, then at least it has a name.
They're not going to put a gravestone up for a sheep.
No, but if we give it a name now, maybe they will. It'll become more like, you know, more human.
So we're looking for sheep names this morning.
Yes, what should we call Bucket Sheep?
Not Dolly, because that's just so obvious. Something a bit different.
Good morning, Cool FM. Name Bucket Sheep.
Flossie.
Flossie?
Flossie the Sheep.
What's your name?
Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Cheers, mate. Good morning. Name Bucket Sheep.
What about Shovel?
Shovel?
So it's a bit Bucket and Shovel.
What's your name?
Ben.
Thank you very much, mate. Good morning. Name Bucket Sheep.
Hi, Pete. Yes, Norma, no friend. I just got her own, so call her Norma.
All right, what's your name?
Joanna.
Thank you very much, Joanna.
Thanks, see you later. Bye.
I'm more worried about him and his brother.
Oh, what, going to visit the sheep?
Yes.
And when they go?
Yes.
No.
And how frequently?
How frequently they go. Well, it's not very frequently at the moment. That's the whole point I'm trying to make.
Right.
So anyway, right, the sheep needs a name. Mm. You've been inundating us with requests this morning for your choice of name to be given to Bucket Sheep. Why do I call him Bucket? Because he can't hold his water.
Yeah. Amy said, why don't we call it Gertrude?
Gertrude.
That's not bad. Katie from Belfast. I don't really understand this one. Huey Green. I'm not sure. Kathy from Killyleagh said Una, because it's all on its own.
Very good. I like that.
That's not bad. I'm going to lose more Barbaras.
It's not very original, is it?
Not really.
I have to say Spade's the best one so far.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Niall said Spade and a whole host of other people. Including myself.
Yeah.
We'll go with Spade. What do you reckon, Kirsty?
I think we should.
You've
go
got
with
the deciding
Spade.
Vote.
No, deciding vote. We'll go with Spade.
So whenever Bucket goes to visit it, then I'll be Bucket and Spade, together.
Yeah. Okay, it's not really a girly name, but hey, it's a sheep.
It's a sheep, exactly. Right, we'll phone Bucket to tell.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning, Bucket.
How's people with you?
Not too bad. Are you just up?
I'm just about to head in the works for
him, right? Well, here, listen, this is the deal, okay? We've just had a big naming ceremony on the show this morning for your lonesome sheep in the front garden, because we're all worried about it.
Yeah, I know, I heard it. I'm not a bone of pippy.
What?
My parking is not bad.
What?
My parking is not that bad.
Bucket, you parked over two spaces and you didn't even get a straight.
Aye, because you're so particular about your car. You don't want anybody banging in it.
I know, but hold on a wee second here, right? It was parked at an angle. It wasn't even parked straight.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Sure, it was empty at car park.
Anyway, right, we're worried about the sheep in the front garden. Have you been to visit it in the past 24 hours?
I seen it yesterday.
I know, you've seen it yesterday. Did you go and say hello to it? Did you actually stand beside it?
No, because it's out in the back paddock and you just look over the wall. There you go.
Well, here, listen, we're gonna come up. Can we get a wee collar and a wee name badge?
If you want, it's up to you.
Right, okay. Okay, well, everyone has been in touch with us this morning. We've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of text messages from people right across the province wanting to name Bucket Sheep. We've gone with Spade.
No problem. That sounds good to me.
All right, so then whenever you do go out and look over the wall at it, it'll be Bucket and Spade together.
Yeah.
Now, obviously we heard about Big Brother in the news this morning. If you missed it last night, you didn't miss the big wedding and all that sort of shenanigans. It's going to happen on the TV tonight. It's on at 10 o'clock tonight. Big Brother's a bit later than what it normally is.
Mm-hmm.
You know your man Mario, who's stuck in this whole love triangle thing?
Yes.
You know he looks a wee bit like Matt LeBlanc?
No. I don't agree with that at all.
Joey from Friends?
He doesn't look anything like Joey from Friends. Joey from Friends is quite good looking.
And
he isn't.
Oh, okay.
He does look like Sylvester Stallone.
Well, yes, okay. Well, people stop him in the streets, right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter where he goes, thinking that he is either Matt LeBlanc or Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
And when they stop him, instead of him turning around and saying, "Ah, sorry, you've got the wrong person, but I look like him," he actually signs autographs on their behalf.
Right.
So I'd imagine there's a few fake autographs knocking around eBay from him. Now, your bird Alex is just this year's Charlie.
I put that in my notes from the first night. Another Charlie? Question mark. She's annoying me already.
A real pain in the backside. Like, she won't let anybody talk. Not one person.
Really?
Like, anyone's talking, she just talks right over the top of them.
Yeah, it's exactly the same as Charlie last year.
Does my head clean.
We need to get rid of her quick.
Absolutely. Now, Mario had a stag do, and it was shown on the TV last night, and the three girls that weren't, in fact, Stephanie's bridesmaids were on the stag do too. They were asked to dress up as bunny girls, but they would not comply. Right, so Mikey, right, got himself and also Dennis. And what do you call your bloke that, you know, the quite good-looking bloke that all the girls I speak to fancy? Oh, Dale. Yeah, Dale to go and actually, you know, dress up as bunny girls. So that was fine. So they all came out and sort of, you know, had a few more beers, a few more scoops and whatnot. And then poor Mikey decided to stick on a thong, right? Mm-hmm. And it was Sylvia's song, and then all hell broke loose. I feel for the producers of Channel 4. They must be gutted this morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, right? They wanted to see blokes getting into women's knickers in the house, but not in that way. Right, it is 8:07. Now, talking about that comment that judge made, okay?
Yes.
Sean McBride said a Clunas District Court. He branded Tyrone people thick. What do you think of that then? Good morning, Cool FM.
Hey, it's Rachel here.
Hello, Rachel.
I'm from Tyrone.
And what do you think?
We're definitely not thick.
Yeah. Well, I think it's absolutely outrageous what he said. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, it's definitely outrageous.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm still lying in bed here, but I'm going to school later to do my A-level exams.
Are you? What exam are you on today?
I'm just going in to do like a French oral.
Oh, French oral today? Okay. Can you speak a bit of French for us this morning?
Yeah. Au cours de cet exposé oral, je voudrais examiner les habitudes culinaires des Français aujourd'hui.
Wow. What does that mean?
It means it's all about cooking and French food and stuff.
Right, okay. Well, thank you very much. Best luck in your exams.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think that's a point proven.
I'm from Tyrone, and we're definitely not thick.
Yeah. I've spoken about this in the show before, ladies and gentlemen, and I have to come back to it once again. It's the way we are taught foreign language in this country, right? And this is with no disrespect to the French teachers who teach French and Spanish, teachers who speak Spanish and Latin teachers who teach Latin. Mind you, why the hell do we even bother learning Latin anymore?
Oh, so you know what to grow in your garden? Do you know what I mean? Because all the Latin plants are in Latin.
I remember whenever Duster used to teach us Latin,
Duster.
Right? Right. Duster used to teach us Latin. He used to come in and go, right, sit down, right? And we used to sit down. And then the reason why I'm trying to remember why he got called Duster. Was it because he threw dusters at people? I can't really remember. But anyway, that's besides the point. All you ever learned about was Quintus and all those punters and ancient Rome and all like. And I thought to myself, the thing which just totally miffed me in first form.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't quite get my head around this. And this is where myself and another teacher we had at the time, I think he was called Fish at the time.
Fish, yeah, Mr. Fish.
Yeah, we sort of fell out very early on.
Oh dear.
Because I couldn't quite get my head around the fact of why the hell we were learning this language which no one speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, whenever you could give it up in the third form, I was long gone.
You had to do it for 3 years?
3 years. That was a real pain in the backside.
It was
a pain in my life. But anyway, right? So anyway, back to French, and we had a teacher called Bart, okay, that taught us French. This is no disrespect to Bart, but it's the way you get taught language in this country. That's the reason why we're no good at it. Now, Rachel from Tyrone is extremely good at it, as you've just heard in the radio. Extremely good at it. But my point is that you see whenever you go away on holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you meet someone from like Holland or Germany.
They show you up a treat.
All right. The girls in Germany may have hairy armpits, but that's besides the point. They can speak five languages.
Yes.
Kirsty, you know
really
what? If you had fair hairy armpits, right, and you could speak five languages, I would respect you big time.
Do you not respect me anyway?
I do. Okay, but I'm just saying, if you know the way some people from this country, right, and across the UK and Ireland in general, right, whenever you see a girl with hairy armpits, you sort of like, You give her the look. It's a look of shock. It's almost a look of disgust. It's almost a look of, we don't do it like that. We wax. We shave.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? However, right, if you could speak five languages, I would let you have. I would be quite. You'd have
the hairy armpits.
Five languages is classic.
I don't think it's the hairy armpits that are the problem.
What is the problem?
You sort of think, well, what else have you got hidden? You know, if you don't do your armpits, what else is lurking?
Hairy back.
Oh, don't. Hairy anything, to be honest. It's just get rid of it all.
Hairy back. Oh, dear. But anyway, do you know where I'm coming from, right? Now, mm-hmm. If you're a French teacher or a Spanish teacher, or you teach language, or you teach Irish, for instance, right?
You need to start in the nurseries.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Rowan, with why we can't speak other languages well? Mind you, if you listen to this show, you're probably thinking to yourself, how do you can't even speak English well? What are you laughing at?
I just thought that was funny.
Now, there will be people out there, he says, what the hell's the point? Any country you go to, they can speak English. If you were listening to Man United Ruth earlier on the show, she was in Moscow yesterday, and they couldn't speak a peep of English.
Well, sometimes they pretend not to. You know, like the French. They'll pretend not to be able to speak English. Because they would prefer you to speak their language in their country, which I wholeheartedly understand.
I know, that's whenever I arrive in the restaurant, sit down, have my meal, and they say, I say, Le cuenta, por favor, and they look at me. This morning, we've got reports, right? We think this is absolutely ridiculous on the show, I have to say. But we've got reports that universities have banned, okay? Well, it's not so much them, it's health and safety officials, right? Have banned, right?
Mm.
Do you know the old tradition, whenever you graduate, you throw your mortar board in the air? Now, for those of you who don't know what a mortar board is, it is one of those hats you wear at graduations.
With a dongly bit on it? What do you call it? It's like a little...
Dongly bit.
What do you call that?
It's like a...
Tassel. It's got a tassel on the top.
That's right, tassel. Tassel's a good word.
Tassel is a very good word.
It's got a tassel on top, right? Now they're banning graduates from doing this after the presentation and the ceremony is finished, because they say that someone could be blinded, or even worse, if one of the flat top hats fell on them. We think it's absolutely ridiculous. First and foremost, I've got to say, at this moment in time, I feel hard done by, because at my graduation, we didn't wear them. Why not?
You've missed out there. You didn't even get the opportunity to throw them. But were they ahead of their times? Were they thinking ahead?
You have to look at it. You look like a bit of a Muppet.
Well, that is true.
So I was quite, quite glad.
You know, it would have ruined your hair, Pete.
Well, that's right.
The hair would not have stayed up.
True, and it would have ruined the family photograph. Do you know what I mean?
I would love to see that picture.
My mum's got it on her wall. There's not one in my house.
Right.
I felt quite hard done by there, but now thinking about it, I'm glad we didn't have them.
Mm. But the pictures of them throwing them up in the air, it's pretty cool.
I'm glad we didn't have them, because my mum would be looking in the bag going, oh, where's the camera? Oh, we missed it!
Do it again, everybody!
Jackie, get them to do it again! We missed it! There has been instances on this very show, in times, when, for instance, we have pronounced things wrong.
Mm.
I have always blamed it on typos. I really have. My biggest blunder, okay, came from that movie starring Anton Deck, called, as I mentioned that, my mind just went blank. Isn't that awful? I should really write it down. What's it? Anton Deck was the alien one. Autopsy. Alien Autopsy. And I called it Alien Auto Spy, but it was definitely, right? It was definitely a typo. It was. Kirsty, listen, you're not one to laugh here. You've had plenty of them. Remember Bally Buffy the other morning?
I remember Bally Buffy the other morning. Bally Buffet.
Bally Buffet. Now, how do you spell Bally Buffet?
B-A-L-L-Y.
Yes.
F-O-E-Y.
Okay. Now, if you'd come to this website called the Free Dictionary, okay?
Yeah.
They don't even recognise Bally Buffet.
It's because it's a place name.
Yeah. So that's pretty wick. Now, what happens with this website we've discovered is that whenever you type a word in, not only does it give you the definition of the word,
mm-hmm.
but it also gives you a pronunciation of a word. Okay?
And we're not talking phonetically.
No, we're talking about in computer language.
It
actually says it. Now, we've typed in the word tomato because we both know that tomato, and yourselves will know that, remember from the advert years ago, and if you've been to America, they say tomato, we say tomato.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, for instance,
this gives you both.
If you go to that website, right, it gives you the definition. A fruit off this planet. Sorry. It actually says a widely cultivated South American plant having edible, freshly, usually red fruit. The fruit is off this plant, okay? And actually, the word tomato or tomato is slang for a woman being regarded as attractive.
Oh, right. Am I a tomato?
Kirsty, you're ripe. You see what I mean?
Am I a plum tomato? We're cherry tomatoes.
Does it matter?
Or a beef tomato.
Make up your own mind. Check out Kirsty's pick on coolfm.co.uk. So anyway, right, so this website, you type in the word and then you can actually go and listen to how it's pronounced. For instance, in English.
Tomato.
And in American.
Tomato.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ingenious. Right, so if you're in the office right now, I want you to go to this website, freedictionary.com, and I want you to find some words that will make us laugh by pushing the buttons to make the computer-generated voice give us their pronunciations.
Now, of course, I've already done the ones that we can't mention on air. We've done that.
Yes.
So we don't need those ones sent in to us, but we need you to be our brains this morning and give us some idea of some funny words that we can type in and get the ladies or the gents, because there's gents' voices as well used.
Tomato.
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 Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's thefreedictionary.com. Go check it out and then get in touch with us by phone on 918-2010 or by text on 63103, and we'll play the best of them out on air between 9 and 10 o'clock this morning.
Get your thinking caps on. There's bound to be some crackers in there.
Yeah, and if you're a girl out there and you think you're hot, come on air and say, Pete, you know what? I'm a tomato. Feel free, lines are open if you want to be loud and proud and state that you're a tomato or a tomato this morning. Big or small, as long as you're juicy, we'll take you on air. But last night, Kirsty was on trying to work out exactly what a word meant on the internet. Now, what was that word?
Nubbin.
Nubbin. Okay.
So, after a conversation we had yesterday.
Now, for those people who have never heard the word nubbin before, what does it actually mean?
Oh, I can't remember what it means.
From your extensive research last night.
It's something that sort of sticks out, but that's not the wording that was used.
Is it a proper official word?
It's the name of something that sticks out a bit.
All right. Okay. Do you want to...
Nothing specific. Okay. You know, your nose could be a nubbin.
Okay. Well, how do you spell nubbin?
N-U-B-B-I-N.
Okay. And nubbin means, okay? Well, you don't actually have a definition for nubbin.
Well, I had nubbin yesterday.
Okay. Well, anyway, right, we're on the free dictionary, okay, which you get online, freedictionary.com, okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to know how to pronounce nubbin?
Yes, please.
Nubbin.
Okay, in English, or if you're American?
Nubbin. Nubbin.
Listen to his voice.
It's the first man we've had this morning.
Now, this site is ingenious. This is hours of endless entertainment, okay? By going on and getting the computer to say the different words. Okay, so for instance, right? If I went on and typed in shaft.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
Shaft.
Okay, and an American.
Shaft.
Now, which is better?
Shaft.
Or?
Shaft.
We're more like...
Shaft. Very, very posh.
Shaft.
Yes, while they're more relaxed, it's like shaft.
Shaft.
See?
Put in ed at the end.
Oh, I don't know whether they do that or not. Oh, they do? Excellent.
Shafted.
Or?
Shafted.
Oh.
Shafted.
Very good.
But before she said shaft, and now it's shafted.
Right.
Very good.
Very good indeed.
Right,
okay. Let's see if they would do a word like... humdinger.
Humdinger, yeah.
Which we would use in our... People at Ballymena direction would say humdinger quite often.
That's a humdinger of a whatever you've got there.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Oh my goodness, I've got it. All right. This is how we say it.
Humdinger.
Well, no, it's very posh. It's very Winchester.
Humdinger.
All right, and if we go to the States?
Humdinger. Humdinger.
Right. Okay, you can get online and check this out, okay? www.thefreedictionary.com, okay? Type in a word and then they've got the actual flags and you push the flag and it plays the word for you, right? Let's see what else we got this morning. Let's see.
What we got?
Oh, don't freeze on me. Please don't freeze on me. I haven't asked you to do too much this morning. Please.
Is it behaving?
Yes.
Lubricant.
Ah, yes.
Lubricant.
Oh, lubricant. Oh, right. Anyway, lubricant.
Lubricant.
All right, very good. Right, okay, finally, right. This is for those people who make, you know, the adverts that come from, like, nationally, like
yes.
In England, okay?
And they try and pronounce our place names.
They say, available at Mollusk and...
Banger.
Banger, right, okay? So we'll type Bangor into the free dictionary to see whether it knows how to pronounce it properly.
Go on, then.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bangor.
It does
not bad. Is that English?
Yes, it's English.
Banger.
Right, and what about the Americans?
Banger.
Yeah.
In fact, hers is slightly better, I would have to say.
Banger.
All right, so we need to get the punters who make the adverts in England to log on to the free dictionary. That'll be good. How do you pronounce it? You say?
Banger.
Thank you very much for checking out the latest Snogcast, available to download for free at iTunes. If you haven't registered yet, do so on iTunes. Subscribe for free and the latest Snogcast will be downloaded directly to your desktop as soon as there's a brand new edition. Thank you very much for checking out the show as ever. Back on the radio, weekday morning, 6 to 10 on your number one hit music station, 97.4 Cool FM.